Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Today's guests are Erica Partee, and Erica is the Food and Garden Coordinator with the Talawa Dene Nation up here in Crescent City, and Ben Semeda is the site developer for these food forests that are up here in Del Norte and in northern Humboldt County. One of the areas that you're working on is food security for the elders in your community, and I'm wondering what sorts of things you're doing in that area.
Well, specific to our sites up in Talawa country, Smith River mostly, all of our produce coming out of the gardens goes directly to the United Indian Health Services Elder Nutrition Program that's operated out of the Huanquot Hall and Community Center. This is a great program that's been a partnership between Talawa and UIHS for years, and they provide a hot meal for elders in the area able to come in, but they also provide meal delivery for, I believe, over 100 elders between Smith River and Klamath. And some of that food is produce that we're adding in as fresh produce to the meal deliveries, and some of it's used for that in-house meal preparation.
Are some of the foods that you're providing for the elders some of their traditional foods?
At this point, we're focusing more on regular annual crops, as that's what's producing at this point. Since our food forests are so early on in their conception, then they're actually probably not going to be producing in large quantities for another 5 or 6 years. But certainly once we do get production out of those traditional foods planted at the site, those will be passed along to the tribal elders for sure. Also to, you know, our food forest site up in Smith River is the Huanquot Chene Tethlum, which means the Huanquot Tree Garden, and that's located at the Huanquot Head Start program. And so that's also going to be providing those traditional foods and then perennial foods to the Head Start as well.
One of the things you've been doing is working with United Indian Health Services, doing events to actually teach people what to do with the foods that come out of the garden, or to teach them how to garden. What are you finding about the skill level of the people that you're working with? Have they grown up with cooking, or is this really something that you need to help them work on?
About everywhere on the spectrum you could imagine. There are people who come in with really strong knowledge, especially in preserving and stuff, because it's something that they did all growing up. Then you find people who are also completely new to it and really glad to learn how to be able to put up their produce. Working with United Indian Health Services has been great. They run their own master preserver program, so we're able to get trainers up to our area for our preserving workshops and stuff through them. They've also done master gardener programs down in Humboldt, and they work a lot with the Cooperative Extension to provide those resources to our tribes up here in Del Norte and then also in the Humboldt area. We also get a lot of support through the Potawatomi Community Food Garden. They do a lot of train-the-trainer stuff with their 9-member tribes on, you know, gardening skills, caring for your land, and then, you know, self-sufficiency stuff along those lines.
So let's talk about the different sites, because this would be a big enough project if you just chose one site and you concentrated all your time on one site, but you didn't do that. You have several sites. So if you could maybe describe each site, kind of give us an idea of how large the site is and what you're planning on doing on each site.
Sure. So our sites for this project, could kind of group them as 4 communities of focus. And so we'll start, I guess, up north in Smith River and then head south to northern Humboldt. And so up in Smith River, we have the Gilbert Creek property, which is owned by the Talawa Dene Nation, is the location of our Sri Shweth Community Farm, which is our major community production site for elder nutrition and just food security purposes up there. It's a large row garden. It's fenced in about 1 acre, and so it's quite sizable and produces a lot of produce for those programs. Moving south in Smith River still, though, as I mentioned before, we have the Huanquot Chene Tethlum, which is the Huanquot Tree Garden, and that's located at our Huanquot Head Start, which is a tribally run Head Start in Smith River. That's a smaller food forest site. It's about 0.4 acres and has a very heavy focus on fruit trees, berries, and then traditional native plants for food, medicine, and cultural uses. Moving on to the Community and Family Services Office of the Tolowa Dene Nation in downtown Smith River, we have a small demonstration community garden, is how we like to think of it. It's 12 raised beds. It does produce quite a bit of food, but we use it more as a showcase to people who come through Community and Family Services or who live right around there as what can be done in raised beds around there. So from there, we have stuff ranging from perennial herbs and some perennial natives down to tomatoes and everything in between. And we keep that going, you know, through winter so that people can see what you can grow around here in winter as well. Moving down to Crescent City is our largest site, and that's where we're at today, is the Ta'atin Chene Tethum, which is the Crescent City Tree Garden, located at College of the Redwoods. It's our largest site by far at 1.6 acres, and it's actually a food forest and community garden because we do incorporate some annual production in the hugel culture beds there. And it's in our most populated area, which is nice. We have more volunteer support for this site than for most of our other sites. Moving down to Klamath, we are supporting and helping install a food forest at Margaret Keating Elementary. It's tough to see the area. It's more of a meandering path of a food forest that skirts the Margaret Keating property, which is very large. I'm not sure what their exact acreage is, that will move through kind of more annual gardens to native plant and food forest fruit trees into a developed redwood and tan oak forest over in kind of the further part of the campus. And that one's in partnership with some staff at Margaret Keating who are really, really passionate about the project. So they make it easy for us. They have a really clear idea of what they want and we just kind of help them bring it to fruition. And then we move down to Wichpeck, where we have a lot of stuff going on in partnership with the Cultural Fire Management Council, which is a great nonprofit in that area. They work to restore traditional land practices, such as prescribed burning, to Yurok lands up in the area. And then they've also taken on a sizable food security umbrella, and a lot of it has happened throughout this project. Up there, we have one large site. It's the Saints Rest Community Garden and Food Forest, and that's maybe about an acre fenced in. The back third is more your fruit trees and food forest materials. Then there's kind of a section of smaller edible perennials and then a large annual garden section. And that's managed by the Cultural Fire Management Council. But then also up in the Wichpeck area, we support a few other community gardens, one down in Pequon. In the past, we've supported a garden at the Tule Creek Housing Development. And then we support a lot of smaller home gardens. You know, when you get up into that area, people are so spread out that you can make a really big difference in food security by supporting one home garden that can provide for themselves and their few neighbors. This is what we've been finding in that area instead of these big centralized food features.
What do you find people need help with the most support with?
The biggest barriers are often the infrastructure. We find people getting fencing up, getting raised beds built, if that's how they're going to do it, getting, you know, their initial site amendment or tilling, and then irrigation, especially when you get into areas like Wichpeck where water becomes such an issue in the summer. It's kind of that when you talk to people about gardening and it's either they don't have the money to get it started or they have a black thumb, right? So it's that basic gardening knowledge or just the dirt and the fence. And so you can see what a huge difference you can make with a basic gardening workshop and then give people some fencing.
Or if you empower them with knowledge to utilize locally available and abundant resources, say brush, which you can bury with dirt and make a hugel culture raised bed that will hold water and drastically reduce your needs for irrigation. So if you build it big enough, it will not need irrigation at all. And so in a lot of ways, it's helping them realize what's around them that's available to use.
It's making use of what's there. And you were showing us over here at the College of the Redwoods in Del Norte that hugel gardening, I'd never heard of that before, but they're basically look like raised beds that don't have any structure holding them up. It's just the materials.
Yeah, it's really mimicking the ecology of a nurse log. And so the wood provides carbon, but also a great deal of nutrients as it breaks down and a host place for fungus to then fixate nitrogen out of the air, hold moisture, transport nutrients from one plant to another so they can actually trade. One plant will trade a sugar for a nitrogen from a pea maybe or something like that. When you start getting established trees, the trees can even trade nutrients with each other through this mycelial network that you develop. But it's a great way to kickstart your organic matter.
Using the wisdom of what is out there in the world and making your garden out of that. Well, this has been a great opportunity for us to come up here to beautiful Del Norte County. Today, I've had the pleasure of talking with Erica Partee. She is the Food and Garden Coordinator with the Talawa Dene Nation, and Ben Zameda, who is a site developer for the Food Forests. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.